3 years ago, the experiment to create a migrating flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. scored a big victory. A pair of cranes successfully hatched a chick at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. The offspring has now completed 3 migrations to and from the southeastern U.S. But other birds haven't done as well producing young, raising concerns about the whooping crane experiment. However, the same pair of successful parents, dubbed the First Family, has just had another chick hatch at Nisida. Nisida spokesman Dan Peterson says it's hard to know why the First Family has done so well.
You know, some birds have it, some birds don't. And, you know, it's kind of a thing that we're, you know, looking at. And again, this is a project that began in 2001, and, you know, we're learning as we go every year.
But Peterson says even the First Family had a nest failure earlier this year. In other words, the pair was one of 12 that laid eggs and then abandoned the nest. But the First Family and a few other pairs re-nested. Peterson says the overall lack of chick production at Nisida means black flies, food problems, and predators may be bothering the whoopers.
We've got these variables out there, and we need to really come up with, okay, what is hold back here? Why aren't they, all these birds that are establishing nests and laying eggs, why aren't all of them successful?
Peterson says another chick that was hatched earlier this year in Wood County is apparently doing well. That egg came from the International Crane Foundation near Baraboo. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.